what the council are saying, that they don't have the resources to facilitate pulling forward the review of the 7 strategic towns. I don't accept that. I think that, you know, with the situation particularly that we have in Cairn Donagh, where a lot of families, farming families, are going to be caught out for substantial amount of money when the tax comes on next year, that, you know, we should now be bringing forward the review of the strategic towns, which would allow those towns then to be in review, which would mean they wouldn't be in a position where they'd have to pay that money, because the areas would be reviewed. And I think that's something that we as a council have to try every way we can to make happen, and to allow a review of these towns, so that the farmers, and not just farmers but other landowners, can have a review of what's going to happen, or at least bring them out of the equation for the tax. And if people so wished to keep their land zoned within residential housing, that's fine. And if people that want to bring them out, that they'd be able to do that too.
And the council did say that they did make representations to national government, but there doesn't appear to be any leeway at the minute.
No, there doesn't. We have made representations ourselves to national government as well on this, and they are sort of pushing this on and not taking our concerns on board. But, you know, if there's something that we can do here at a local level to help alleviate the situation that's going to come next year, I think we must look at every avenue to do that. And that's why I proposed that this be knocked back to the end of July, to give both the executive here in the council a chance to look at ways that this can be resolved, and again meet with ourselves, the members, to see how we can get a resolution for the people in those towns.